Just say you want to go out and just have a nice night. What do you do?
Have a what?
Nice night. You go to the movies?
Not the movies. I rarely have a Saturday night off because I'm a comedian.
Yeah.
So I'm always doing a footy club or a, you know.
But let's just say you have a night we go with friends or family or.
It'll be with the kids.
Let's take the kids out of it, okay?
So we normally go to a restaurant.
Yep.
We'll go to like an Italian restaurant where everyone can get something. There's a nice joint sort of near us, and then we'll go get an ice cream and go for a walk.
Yeah, nice. Safe.
Get an ice cream from a separate place, though. So it's like
a little
the kids all argue about what place they want to go to.
It's a journey, yeah.
And that's what we do. That's what we do. I mean, that's everything we do. We rarely get a babysitter, and sometimes Betty, my mother-in-law, babysits, but it normally involves kids. Yeah.
Same thing, maybe movies. I enjoy a walk. Go home, watch something that we're watching, the next episode or whatever we're watching. If we go out somewhere, nice restaurant, you know, then a walk. But if I was to tell you, I don't know whether you've heard about this. I only heard about it yesterday. I'll give you the name of the bar and see if you can work out what they do at it, okay?
Oh.
It's called Maniacs.
Maniacs. They don't smash things, do they?
Well, nearly.
Because there's a joint near me, well, not that near me, where you can go and break things.
Really?
Yeah, it's in like a warehouse. I've read about it in the paper. And like, you know, corporate executives go and smash.
Oh, really? Like, well, this is not dissimilar.
Chairs and stuff. And then
to release.
Yeah, and it feels a lot better. It's not an escape room, is it? I've never been to an escape room. Maniacs?
What's an escape room?
You go, kids like it and teenage. I've never been to one, but it's like a puzzle. You get locked in a room and then you've got to work out how to get out. And it's like a puzzle thing.
You're in a movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, no, that's maybe a bit better than what I'm...
Well, what's Maniacs?
Maniacs is where you go and have a drink and throw axes at the wall.
Oh, that's like hipster. That's sort of hipster, isn't it? Axes are hipster.
Are they?
Yeah. Yeah.
Axes are hipster.
Axes are hipster, definitely. They have had their axe. They got to chop wood.
So, get your drink and you want to go... And what are you going for, tomahawk? What do you want to go for?
I think a big axe would be too... You ever chop wood?
I've chopped wood.
It's bloody hard.
But if you know how to position the block, it's quite easy.
Right.
But you know, if you don't, then it can be real trouble. And you've got to get that axe high as opposed to slinging it. But anyway, imagine going to the bank for a loan to set that place up.
Yeah, that's interesting, isn't it?
Well, imagine if you're applying for a job as security. You know,
but it's just a trend. Remember there was dwarf throwing bars.
Yeah.
You go and throw dwarfs, which is not great.
If you were security, you know. Okay, yep. Got a guy over there giving us a bit of trouble. Which one? The one with the axe in his hand.
Yeah, well, I got a bigger axe, so I'm going to go and... It almost sounds Scandinavian, doesn't it?
Well,
it's a bit Finnish or something like that.
They should have different themed axes, really. Would the interest come from, like, a... What is it?
Game of Thrones.
I was going to say Crown of Thorns. Game of Thrones.
Yeah, they have axes. Vikings. It's that whole... They have a lot of axes.
And you imagine going there with your partner and then getting into a bit of an argument. And she's... Yeah.
She's wielding the tomahawk. I told you to put the bin out.
Big mistake coming here tonight, Dale. But it would be satisfying to throw it, to flip around and to...
Yeah.
I reckon they have things drawn on the wall, surely.
Yeah, they have targets.
And they'd have, you know, you can...
But what next?
I know.
We go throw rolling pins? No.
How about lawn mowing?
Go and mow a lawn.
Hey, catches off, everybody. Tonight's catches off night.
Who wants a victor? Who wants to do it in their thongs like Dad used to?
Legend. There's the music.
Oh, there we go.
Hello and welcome to Somehow Related, and now please welcome your hosts Glenn Robbins and Dave O'Neill.
Yes, well, welcome to the podcast. And it's easy. We get two topics that aren't related, but they are related.
Yeah.
And Sam said our names, so we don't have to say our names. We always say our names. I always forget that Sam says our names.
One week, I reckon, I wanted to pull up a chair and have a bit of a chat to Sam. Just bang off a couple of questions. Let's see here. I know that, you know, she can say some clever things.
Wonder if she's at Maniacs after doing our podcast. She's chucking axes at the wall. What the God? But what are the topics?
The Mona Lisa and cholesterol.
Oh. Do I have to talk about... Where's the Mona Lisa again? The Louvre.
Oh, yeah, of course, you've been there.
I've been there.
You've seen it.
I've seen it. You haven't seen it?
I've seen the movie.
Bob Hoskins.
Yes, who passed away?
Yeah, I think he's dead.
Yep. I haven't seen Mona Lisa, no.
Right.
And were you whelmed, under, over?
I've seen it a few times, to be honest.
Oh, yeah, stop.
I went once before children and once after children, and it hasn't changed. They've moved it.
I don't.
It's just you know what? As my daughter said, I want to take a photo of all the people taking photos of the Mona Lisa, because it's like the Mona Lisa's getting paparazzied.
Yeah.
And like on the other wall, there's like a Picasso, a Matisse, there's other famous paintings, but no one. It's all about the Mona Lisa.
Yeah.
It's like a rock star of the Louvre.
Did her eyes follow you around the room?
No. What was interesting was there was a security breach and all these doors came down when we were there.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah, so I'd moved on, because I'd moved through art galleries pretty quickly.
You're not.
But my wife, she loves
so art you're galleries. Hanging up the back going, yeah.
I'm up the front. I lead the front.
Do you do the headphone thing?
No.
Do you do the tour group thing?
We've done that. We do that once.
Or do you? I do the thing where you just don't pay for the tour group, but just hang off to the side.
Yes. But the woman, when we went to Versailles, which is another Paris tourist attraction, she told a guy off for doing that. Excuse me, you are not with the group. Move away.
But I'm allowed to stand here, sweetheart.
He was an Aussie, so he panicked and ran. But these doors came down. There's some kind of security breach, and then me and my daughter were stuck in one part of the museum, and they were stuck. They were stuck in the room with the Mona Lisa. My two other kids and my wife. They were stuck.
Maybe you were part. They were part of something. You thought maybe something big was going to happen.
Yeah, but it was just like I don't think someone lit a cigarette or something. How very French. Someone smoking in the Louvre.
Did I ever tell me, this is reminding me of the time I was at drama school when the bank got, we had a bank in the at Melbourne Uni, and
yeah, it was on the corner, wasn't it?
Yeah, there was a bank there, and it got robbed with guys in balaclavas, and no one took any notice because they thought it was a drama exercise. They just thought, oh, bloody drama class.
Where is Mad Dog Morgan?
Yeah, what is it now? Okay, so...
So, the Mona Lisa, and the best part about the Louvre is that it's built around... This is the best part about the Louvre, not all the artwork. It's built around an old fort, and you can go and look at the walls of the fort are still in there. That's the best bit, according to me.
Not the paintings.
It's overwhelming. There's so much stuff in the Louvre.
It is amazing the tide you get from going to a museum or an art gallery. It's just you see a stool and a security guard sitting on it, and you're going, please, can I?
What I always do? Yeah, can I sit down? You know, I always check out where the cafe is, because there's always a cafe, and I always end up in there, sitting in the cafe,
waiting
for the kids or whatever. At the Louvre, had a very good steak and pommes frites, which is chips and steak.
Chips and steak.
Oh, I was good.
I do know that there was talk that because she didn't... What period is it? 1500?
Yeah, I don't know. It's old.
It's old.
I'll give you that much.
Yeah, it's bloody old.
It's Rembrandt, isn't it? Mona Lisa?
Or is it... Oh, is it Da Vinci?
Oh, is it Da Vinci? Sam, we should know this. This is like...
This is year 10, is it?
This is like year... Well, maybe year 11.
I'm going to be embarrassed. This is going to happen.
It is Da Vinci. Of course it's Da Vinci. Sam, this is embarrassing. Who painted the Mona Lisa?
Mona Lisa was created by Leonardo da Vinci.
Hey, Lee, what did he paint? Because I reckon they all get together. What did he paint today? This is Sheila. Portrait. Just sitting there.
Yeah. He went through so many different stages. Maybe he designed a helicopter and all that.
Oh, but did he not do all those incredible drawings of flight and birds?
And but that's a long way away from the Mona Lisa, isn't it?
That's why I find it...
That's why I thought it was Rembrandt.
Yeah, what are you doing, buddy Leonardo? Get back to the buddy birds flying around.
Yeah, get back to the drawings.
And I think there was a period... So where is it now? It's at the Louvre.
It's at the Louvre.
But did not Napoleon have it at some point?
Didn't Napoleon steal it or something like that?
Napoleon, you reckon, stole it?
Oh, I think he stole it. I can't remember. But they love stealing artwork, those guys. Those despots. They love it. They go around and invade the country. You attack everyone. You rape everyone. And you go to the art gallery. Grab the best stuff.
I want the one with the Sheila. The Sheila with the eyes. The famous one. You can't tell whether she's happy or sad. That one.
Get in the art gallery. It must be all about cultural, You know, like when ISIS go into a place and they blow up all the old statues and stuff. Oh, it must be all about that, like, stuff use all.
Yeah. This is what, look at what we're going to do to your stuff. I'm going to tear up all your clothes and burn them.
I hate it when they do that.
Yeah. Such an egotistic... A nation can have an ego. And what else? It was also rumoured that because her hair was showing and because she didn't have any... Now, did you have a close look? Did she have eyebrows? Not that you've been looking... Because you really should go around and look at their eyebrows when you go...
I think she has eyebrows.
I used to do a bit of stand-up about...
Mona Lisa?
No, I used to do a bit of stand-up about Monet. I used to say my dad used to...
Oh, that's right.
My dad used to work at the art gallery. And what was it? And for my year 12 art exam, I handed in Monet's water lilies.
Yeah, how'd you go with the water lilies?
And then I got a C- because it wasn't enough definition. Now, Sam's brought up a
picture of Mona Lisa.
Thanks, Sam.
There's not a lot of eyebrows, is there?
Not a lot of eyebrows. And I think what they say is because... And her hair is showing, because in that period, in the 1500s, only prostitutes didn't show their hair. But I think that's been debunked because she did have eyebrows, but they're worn off.
Right. Worn off.
Yeah.
It's done in oil. That's the other thing that I know about the model. It's not a watercolour. It's done in oil.
So.
And it's, it's also one of the most parodied. No, I'm just looking at Sam's computer. That's the most parodied, and there's a lot of songs about Mona Lisa.
Mona Lisa, Mona Lisa.
Mona Lisa.
That's Nat King Cole.
Yeah. Is it?
Yeah.
Anyway, so Mona Lisa. I think we've nailed Mona Lisa.
Now.
What's cholesterol?
Cholesterol. Okay, let's just talk about what it is.
Have you had a test?
Yeah, I get tested every year. I believe my bad is sort of borderline, but my good is very good. Because you've got bad and good. HDL and LDL or something.
Okay.
There's two types of, and it's
like fat in your blood, isn't it, or something?
Yeah.
I had a cholesterol test, first one I ever had years ago, and the guy said, "You've got the lowest cholesterol I've ever seen in a white man."
Wow.
Yeah.
And yet, to be honest,
I love cream and butter, and so I went and had a cream cake.
To celebrate.
Tips of pies.
To celebrate.
But I've got high blood pressure,
which is well, it means you've got clean pipes, because the thing about if you smoke. And you've got cholesterol, the smoking makes your arteries sticky. So you've got a bit of shit floating around.
And that's bad, isn't it?
Yeah, if it's sticky, then it goes, let's just block a bit of blood off to the brain. And
that's how heart attacks
Strokes and heart attacks occur, because your arteries are sticky. But some people can smoke and they don't get the sticky arteries. Some people can not have a good diet and don't get... So it's kind of like... It kind of feels like it's in the... Well, here in Dr. Glenn's gene, in town.
Yeah,
it's in the DNA.
My granddad smoked and drank all his life. He was a wharfie, and his last night on earth, he was lying in a banana lounge in the backyard. He had a drink and a smoke and said, "I'm just going to lie down." Passed away, 82.
That's the way to go, mate.
Isn't that the way to go?
Isn't that good?
As opposed to a nana who was in a hospice with cancer, which is a terrible way to go.
I went to my mother's nursing home yesterday, and there were a couple of people outside smoking, and they looked fantastic.
Yeah.
It
is funny when you see that, isn't it?
And there's a well-known radio personality in Melbourne. I won't say his name. Okay, I'll say it. No, I won't say his name. And he's in his 80s. He smoked all his life because he used to work on Tonight shows where they were just given free cigarettes to advertise.
Yeah.
Thought I'd do it for something to do. Smoked all his life and has eaten junk food all his life. And I saw him the other day.
Look fantastic?
Fantastic. I'm going, what's the...
Yeah, what happened there?
Yeah, what's the...
You get healthy people drop dead at 40.
Yeah.
Like Pritikin, the guy invented Pritikin, dropped dead. So, dad was telling me, that's interesting about free cigarettes. In the Air Force, they got free cigarettes. So in the 60s, they got free cigarettes. Sold them. Is that tree man confirming?
It's Monday morning, first thing. What's first thing? First thing? Maybe?
For a tree man, that could be 7. No, they can't start work till 8.
I can't get the chance.
You can't do that till 8 in most council areas. Because I've looked it up, because I've had... Oh, I had same renovations in the street, including my one. But there was a guy doing a concrete pour at like 6:15 in the morning.
Yeah, not on.
Not on. And I said to him, "Hey, mate, you know the council don't allow, you're not meant to do it at 6:15 in the morning." He goes, "Do I look like I work for the council?"
Mm.
He had high vis on, he was holding a shovel. And I said, "Well, actually, you do look like you work for the council."
As a matter of fact.
You idiot.
Anyway, sorry about that phone ringing. And anyway, that
cholesterol. So you've got reasonable cholesterol.
Well, I would. I don't know. I don't know what the numbers are. Is it like 4.3, 5? But I'm under 5. I know that. But I wouldn't say I was overweight, but my bad is, and my doctor said to me, look, you know, you don't have that much control over it. Because my mother's 96. I do know that if you have high fiber, that can help. Like eating porridge every day is very good for your cholesterol. Yeah. But how much, I don't know. You know, because if you read one science, not that I read science papers, but if you Google good, bad, in 1 week it's good, 1 week it's bad. Like every red wine, chocolate, they're all...
Margarine. Remember margarine came out?
Or is it going to be the saviour? And
it's one of the worst things you can have.
Apparently if you put butter...
I love butter.
Love butter?
Love butter.
Is that out of all of them, butter's not a condiment, is it?
No.
Okay, let me ask you this. Butter or ice cream?
No, ice cream. But I love butter. You know what? Since I've given up carbs, I've given up carbs.
Mate, does it make you better?
Except I was telling my Dr. Husey the other day that I have Weet-Bix every morning. And I asked him, do they have carbs in them? He just laughed his head off. He goes, can I repeat that? Well, I didn't realise that Weet-Bix had carbs in them, but of course they do. They're made out of wheat. Anyway.
Yeah, I don't know either. I don't know all that stuff. Anyway, so but what are we talking about?
Wheat is carbs, though.
So. Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
No, I love bread and butter. We're talking about cholesterol.
No, hang on. And what were we saying?
Cream.
Oh, yeah, that's right. If you put butter, I think if you put margarine out on the front lawn, ants walk up to it and go, you know what? No, thanks.
Really?
Yeah. They go, we'll eat. We'll, you know, and flies go, nah, no thanks.
Nah,
I'll go on the dog shit.
Yeah.
But I am not touching.
Isn't it a myth? That's like you leave a Big Mac for a month and it doesn't change. It just sits there, which I don't believe.
A friend of mine, I had an uncle who said, you know, he was a vegetarian. He said, if I got an apple and a bit of steak and put them both on the front lawn, a good science testing place.
Well, a dog will come and grab the steak or a possum. A possum will grab an apple too.
No, but if you came back 12 hours later, how would the steak look and how would the apple look? Apple would look fine.
Fine.
Steak would look rancidy. So, yeah, and that's what point. How long digestion takes. But having said
that... Did he live long, this uncle?
No.
No.
He passed away.
No.
He got cancer and passed away. And
and was he really healthy?
Yeah.
Yeah. That can just happen, though. That's, I know. You know, he lived a healthy life.
You know, spanner in the works. Okay.
I don't know. Cholesterol, Mona Lisa. I have no idea what the connection
is
there.
Do you reckon you could see... Do you reckon doctors could see... I'm heading towards something.
Mm-hmm. Oh, if they look at the Mona Lisa and they say she's got high cholesterol.
Yes.
Wow, that's really interesting. If you look at that, because she looks healthy, perhaps a little bit overweight, but not that much overweight. I mean, everyone's overweight these days. Remember we were growing up, this is the tree man again?
Now, this is a number that I'm...
Is that like an unknown number or...
Yeah, I'm really sorry about this. This is really embarrassing.
No, you're a busy man.
Hello.
Female
voice. Oh, no, that's...
Haircut.
That's the whole... Where were you ringing from? Oh, because she's moved and you don't have her mobile number? Beautiful. Thanks for that. Thanks. Bye.
But now you're like Yellow Pages.
You know whose number that was? It was my number.
Oh, my God.
Because I've diverted... Because no one... I remember I rang you one time.
Yeah, on the landline.
And you went, oh, my God, no one's ever rung my landline.
Well, mum and dad do, and my mother-in-law.
And I rang it, and you went, what's going on?
Yeah, you rang the landline. I remember I was playing trains with my son. That was a long time ago.
Anyway,
he's now a teenager.
No one rings the landline, but I've got my landline. So I just divert straight to my... And I should have recognised the number.
I lived in a shared house for a while, then we moved out, and they kept the phone number. And then I rang up one day, and the woman goes, oh, my God, so many people have been ringing for you. We want to meet you. All these people have been ringing. So excited.
Okay, so anyway, I don't know whether we can do this, but have you seen Bob Ross?
Bob Ross?
He's an American guy. What he does, he's a really good artist. And for the episode, he paints a painting and talks you through it.
Oh.
And it's...
Oh, that's Undo. I think you're mixing it. A Vietnamese guy came out on a boat, wrote that book.
I don't know whether this is... We can have a look.
Yeah, Bob Ross. So it's an American show.
He just goes like this. Okay, I'm going to take a little bit of this blue.
Oh, really?
I'm just going to put it across there. Well, it's going to look like some stuff. And then... And once you go, oh, yeah, this is boring. But you can't stop watching it.
No,
he's huge. They do it on Channel 31 here. I think Undo's show was based on... Rolf Harris. Rolf Harris used to do that.
Mention his name.
There's another...
You cannot mention his name.
Oh, you can't?
No, you can mention his name. He wrote some, I mean, he's a bad man, but his songs, like, I want to go back to WA. I've sung that before as a joke when I'm in WA. People go, oh, you can't sing that. That's
not anymore.
Not anymore.
So I don't know. You may not know who Bob Ross is, but if we put him on, you'll hear him. You might recognize. But he speaks like that. And now I'm going to put some clouds on there. Put a little fence in there.
Oh, let's have a bit. I'd love to hear it.
I'll put some cows over here. And
let's have a listen. Here we go.
Tell you what. We need a couple of nice trees in there. We'll take some Van Dyke brown and some Samp green. Just use the old one-inch brush. Tree lives right there. Nice big bush. He lives right there. And we can highlight that. We'll use a little yellow, a little green. Okay, let's go back up here. And we need some leaves on this little tree. Don't want him to look naked out here. Put some clothes on him so he really sparkles. Look at that. That easy.
Wow, that is great. He's got a great voice. He's got that white man afro kind of
reassuring voice that lets you know that I'm painting, everything's okay.
Does he paint houses, you reckon? Get him over.
Can you stop talking about it? Anyway, if you've never seen Bob Ross before, then maybe you can go
have a look.
But, you know, it's just quite relaxing. Okay, you want to have a bang?
I think you go first.
Maybe we may conclude the same answer. We've never done that before, but maybe we can both put in and say the same thing.
All right.
I reckon, which is what I said to you before, I wonder whether or not cholesterol can show up in your skin or in your face or in your eyes, or if you had excessive. And I'm wondering if they looked at Mona Lisa and went, yeah, look, she's... Maybe not back in the 1500s. Some bloke's done it recently. He's gone, I reckon she's got a bit of a cholesterol problem.
Well, I reckon Leonardo da Vinci had high cholesterol, and that's why he painted Mona Lisa, because he somehow affected his health and he couldn't move a lot. And
do you reckon they knew what cholesterol was then?
Well, they've exhumed his body. I don't know. They've done tests. Should we get the answer?
Yes.
According to a medical expert, the bags underneath the Mona Lisa's eyes indicate she had very high cholesterol. An Italian scientist in 2010 claims she had an accumulation of cholesterol in the hollow of her left eye and a fatty tissue.
That's amazing. You got it right.
Yeah, so just give me a look at your eyes. So you look okay.
I got a few bags.
You just go get some, what do you call it?
An injection.
Feel like
it's Botox. Oh, wow, there you go.
So there you go, Mona Lisa.
You have been listening to Somehow Related with Glenn Robbins and Dave O'Neill.
Well, they look at all sorts of paintings and try and work out things by looking at... Well, they think of, like, Picasso's Weeping Woman. Gee, something's happened there.
What about this one? The crying...
Oh, the scream.
The scream,
yeah. He's had a bit of trauma.
Yeah.
It's PTSD.
Yeah.
All those sort of famous paintings.
See, I reckon that a painting doesn't have to talk to you. It just has to give you a reaction. And you just have a response to it. I don't know why I like it. I just like it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's very good. Even though once you have paintings explained to you,
it is. Although the story behind, yeah, that's fantastic. Like that, what's that one? That famous Australian one where they move in. It's the three. Whether they go, they
oh, the settlers.
Yes.
Yeah, it was always in school classrooms.
Yeah,
they move in, then one of them dies, and
yeah, and then she buries him, and
and
it's like, yeah, get over yourself.
Whatever. Yeah, but there is a story behind that.
Yeah.
That's right. Or that famous painting where the dogs are playing poker. Now, what's that all about? Dogs can't play poker.
Have you ever had been painted? Portraited?
No, people have asked to do the Archibald.
And what have you said?
You got to sit still and all that.
See, I got asked, I've done it twice. First time, had to go around to this guy's place. Felt a bit weird, but thought, go with it, giving back to the art community.
Was it like one of those modeling sessions where he said, lose the top, just lose the top, we'll do some of them, a bit native, and then pants off, turn around.
No, he said, get down on one knee, which was a worry.
So like a knight.
What's he about to do? And then he got me to put a cardboard box on my shoulder.
To represent the TV or the box?
No, that's to represent a tram.
Oh, my God.
And he was going to paint me
In the middle of Sydney Harbour.
Was he smoking a few herbs?
With a tram on my shoulder going under the Sydney Harbour Bridge.
Well, that's Melbourne-Sydney mashup.
And then he got my email address and then started sending me scripts for TV shows.
But you had that one, which you've talked about before, that Did I Channel talk about 10 board. No, the Channel 10 board. And then it was in the boardroom.
It was in I painted it. Good painting. Happy.
Some do.
See you later.
Yeah.
Job done. Then she said, do you want to buy it? No, thanks. I don't want to. No, thanks. Then Channel 10 bought it, put it up in the boardroom. I went, what?
Yeah.
Then Channel 10 contacted me and says, do you want it? I go, no.
And then it's just like in the loading bay.
Then they put it in the... And then it got damaged. Then it popped up at an auction place.
Yeah.
So, and then people were texting me going, do you want it? You should buy it, $300. I'm going, no, just go away.
Yeah, burn it.
And then I was out having a coffee with a friend. A woman comes over and she goes, just want to say thanks. I bought your portrait. I'm going, can this thing just go away, please? I don't.
Creepy.
Creepy. She goes, yeah. I collect portraits. I said, was it water damaged? She said, no. I'm going, maybe it's not the original.
Maybe.
I don't want to worry you, but for the $300 you paid. It's not the original.
Right, I'm going to do your portrait now. Lose the top. Here we go.
Pull my pants down.
Hey, now, I'll read this out to you. Someone's put this on our Facebook group.
Mm.
I love this podcast, but I've invented a drinking bingo game. See how much you can score. Now, this is what they reckon happens on our podcast. Dave tells a story about a gig.
Yep.
I mentioned a gig.
Yeah.
He mentioned how many times he's been on Spicks and Specs. We didn't do that today.
No, but...
It was 54.
It is 54.
Glenn gets Dave to guess something. Did you... Yeah, you might...
Yeah, no, I got you to guess what you do to go out and...
Yes.
What do you do for a nice night out? And then I know the answer and then...
Glenn or Dave mentioned someone famous that they've met. Well, you talked about a radio broadcaster, but we didn't say they were. The 80-year-old, who looked great.
Yep.
We didn't mention Ernie Sigley.
Yeah, but I do often drop you... I'm a name dropper.
Dave talks about food he likes. We talked about butter. Dave talks about music he likes.
Oh, dear.
No, we didn't talk about music, did we?
Did we? I sang Mona Lisa.
Dave mentions he was in the Nugget. Didn't talk about that. Dave mentions somewhere he has travelled to.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, because he's well-travelled.
And then someone also has put in a comment. Glenn talks about being in the Comedy Company.
Well, it's true. Who made Channel 10?
Russell Coyne or Uncle Arthur, I mentioned, someone said.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's very kind of them to
Thanks to Nick Mewman.
Well observed, Nick. So what he's saying is we do the same thing every week.
There's a robot. We're robots. We're not real. Anyway, thanks for listening, and you can get on our Facebook group.
Did I tell you about the famous person I met this week? Oh, you want to go and get some food later?
Yeah. Let's get to it. Yeah. We'll talk about Spicks and Specs. We've done it 54 times. All right.
Are we going to feel self-conscious now every time we say
No. Don't worry about it.
No.
That's just...
Just a little bit. Because I got nothing. Because if I don't do any of those, I've got to be honest, I've got nothing else.
Well, same here. It's like pointing out to the Rolling Stones that they play guitars.
Yeah. Point. Oh, the Beatles. Are you going to sing those songs again? Oh, God.
Ugh.
Interested in new books? Subscribe to Chapter One. Chapter One is a new podcast with me, Nellie Thomas. Each episode, you'll hear the first chapter of a new release book from top publishers. Subscribe and listen to Chapter One, a new podcast with me, Nellie Thomas. Search for Chapter One where you're listening now. Interested in new books? Subscribe to Chapter One. Chapter One is a new podcast with me, Nellie Thomas. Each episode, you'll hear the first chapter of a new release book from top publishers. Subscribe and listen to Chapter One, a new podcast with me, Nellie Thomas. Search for Chapter One where you're listening now.